G'day, welcome to our Easter 2017 series. Jesus is dead. His disciples have dispersed, probably in hiding, thinking that they are next. Jesus' body has been placed in a new tomb, and the women are waiting to ceremonially deal with his body. As we have seen, the death of Jesus Christ on the cross is God's solution to the suffering and sin of the world. It is only by Jesus Christ going to the cross have sin, suffering, and Satan been dealt mortal blows. The cross provides a solution as it provides a substitution, propitiation, redemption, and a victory. The cross is not a symbol to be merely placed around the neck on a chain or to be worn on a lapel pin or as an item, statement, or fashion. The cross is not meant to portray Jesus as some form of sadomasochistic tragi-hero, as some people try to make it out to be. The cross of Jesus Christ, is God's solution to the problem of sin, suffering, and pain, as much as the wise of this world would love to think that it is not. What's more, the cross is a choice. You can choose to deny the cross and say it doesn't matter. You can say that it is an irrelevance and that is your right. God will not force you to accept the cross and love him. If he did, first of all, it wouldn't be love. And secondly, he would have then created Adam so that Adam would automatically love him and not given him free will to rebel. And in that way, the cross would not have been needed. But such is the enormity of the love of God, that each person, including you and I, have a choice to make. Follow Jesus and take up your own cross and be an overcomer for him, or not. God will not force you to accept the cross of Jesus Christ, but he will keep on calling you back to the cross of Jesus Christ, calling sometimes in quiet ways and in other times much louder. You can deny the cross and its meaning, and when Jesus Christ comes again in judgment, you will find that he denies you entrance into his glorious kingdom. When Jesus comes again, everybody will know who he is and will bow down to him. But only those whom he knows will be granted access into everlasting life. How you think of the cross ultimately has relevance to you and affects your reality. You can accept the cross as your personal substitution, personal propitiation, and personal redemption. That way you have peace with God. The cross of Jesus Christ thoroughly epitomizes God's glory, and if there were any other way that God the Father could restore people back into relationship with himself, then surely he would have done it that way. But there was no other way. Jesus Christ, as the Son of God, who was simultaneously fully God and fully human, died on a Roman cross. He took on the sins of the world, paying the greatest price, so that you and I can be restored into a peaceful relationship with God the Father. That is, for all people of all nations, ages, generations, statuses, and gender. The cross of Jesus Christ is amazing love in action and is ignored at great peril. Let's go forward in hope and faith, choosing deliberately not to boast in anything else save only of Jesus Christ and him crucified. The wisdom of God as exhibited on and in the cross of Jesus Christ is foolishness, but only to those who do not accept it. And what about those who have accepted it? Well, they are to take up their own cross. Back in Luke chapter 9, verse 23 to 26, Jesus says this: "Whoever wants to be my follower, my disciple, must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. but whoever loses their life for me will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit their very self? Whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in glory and in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. Carry a cross, Jesus says? That must have been just about the most degrading thing you could possibly ask anyone to do in those days. And not only degrading, also incredibly painful, as it would have followed a terrible scourging and been followed by the most horrible death. Did he really mean what he said? Well, it seems so, because the record suggests that Peter died just that way. That's the Apostle Peter. The Apostle James had it easy. He was simply beheaded, according to Acts chapter 12, verse 2. So what is our response to be? It must be just about the hardest, toughest, most difficult thing Jesus ever said to his followers. His followers are being commanded to count the cost of following him. That is how we carry our own cross for the sake of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ wants to be number one in the life of all those who choose to follow him. Jesus wants supremacy over everything in our lives. That includes our family, our friends, our career, our work, our possessions. And alas, that's a cost too high for some. And I've got a question for you. What have you given up as a result of your decision to follow Jesus? Making sacrifices to follow Jesus is all part of the wow factor of Jesus. It's all part of following Jesus. Jesus demands that he be number one and supreme over everything else in your life. Yourself, your family, your friends, your material goods, including money, career, and possessions. And how is this done? It's done by constantly ensuring that your works and words match your lifestyle and that no hypocrisy can be found or will be found in every area of your life. It means standing up for God in the face of adversity. It means loving others even though they hate you. In the UK, we aren't systematically persecuted. We may be marginalised, ridiculed and ignored, but that's not persecution. In some other parts of the world, members of our Christian family daily face death simply because they have chosen to follow Jesus. They are indeed carrying their cross for Jesus Christ. Back to us again in the UK. Or even in the USA or Australia. What about us in the UK? For example, if we as Christians were known by our self-sacrificial love of all others, then the Jesus whom we claim to love, follow, worship and adore would be clearly seen. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, writing in the middle of the 20th century, said this, "When Jesus Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die. Discipleship is not an offer that man makes to Jesus Christ, nor is it hero worship. It is intimacy with Christ." Bonhoeffer knew that as a Christian, a person has to take up their own cross in following Jesus and count the cost of being a disciple of Jesus Christ. Bonhoeffer was to die as a martyr for Christ at the hands of the Nazis. Finally, let's look at 1 John 3 verse 16. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and our sisters. Jesus told us to take up our own cross if we're to follow him as his disciple. If we try to do that in our own strength and in our own wisdom, we may get along a little bit, but we'll fail. If we do it using the power and the strength of the Holy Spirit within us, then we will succeed at following Jesus' command. Are you a disciple of Jesus Christ, if you are one, willing to take up your cross and follow him? what a difference that would make to the community where you live. Thanks for joining us on Partakers. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk, where there is something uploaded to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century.